is TJ Riggins Overtime.
All right, you can say what you want to about the Canadians, but sometimes Canadians prove themselves to be smarter than the rest of the world, and I'm being honest with you. Because recently they canceled this this event that was called Learning About Gangs, and they realized they needed to cancel it before they could even get going with it because of the, quote, threats of potential violence, end quote. I'm telling you, you can't get anything past a Canadian now.
No.
Like, let's have this whole big seminar about gangs, and we're going to have them come in and teach us about gangs. We'll have the gang members tell everybody what they need to know about gangs.
Oh, they were going to bring in gang members? Oh,
yeah. Well, I think so. But then they thought, you know what?
Maybe not a good
idea. Maybe some violence go with that. So let's just call it off.
Let's just call it off.
How do you say Einstein in French?
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
My name is Riggins, and I like cable news. They're doing all these shake, and I love the stories. They're doing the shakeup over at CNN. They fired a bunch of people, and they're rearranging. I heard Jim Acosta is now out at CNN.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
He's the worst.
See, but I like them all, and I like CNN. I like Fox News. I like MSNBC. I do. I watch all of them. It's almost what I watch exclusively. So I actually saw this segment during Jesse Waters' primetime, which is on Fox News. He was talking about a photo of the former Vice President Kamala Harris and her husband in the grocery store, and his comments about it, taking out the political bias, whatever he may have. He said, he scrunches up his forehead and he goes, "What kind of husband goes to the grocery store with their wife?" Kind of like that. And I thought, oh, he's just trying to get people started. Yeah. But it's, he genuinely believes that. Well, now there's an article out on the internet of someone questioning why he would say such a thing, and what is it, what are the implications of that, and what it all means and stuff like that. And I just bypass it. But it is true that he has the belief that guys shouldn't be in the grocery store with their wife.
So guys, if they're going to the grocery store, should just be them running in and getting stuff, or what?
That's what this woman that wrote the article, she's saying. What are you saying, that a grocery store is not masculine enough, that a guy that's married can be in the store by himself or with his wife? Mm. What are you saying, and what do you think should be the right way to go about it? I don't know. It was just an interesting sort of play there, but I think he was being dead serious.
Yeah. Well, I like Jesse Waters, but I don't know. I've been to the grocery store with my wife several times, or either she's been with me.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. I just.
What, are you embarrassed to have your wife? And she said, you know, it's like when you're in middle school and you have a coat. You know you have a coat, but you don't want your friends to see you with it on. She's like, you can take your wife, you can be with your wife out in public and it not be sort of emasculating or something like that.
Well, I guess at first I would think that maybe he's just talking about, you know, there's no need for both people to be at the grocery store, either one or the other. You know, well, just go get the stuff that you need.
Now
take the list. But he just means that that's not a good, like a husband shouldn't be in there. With his
wife. And I'm sure he's just stirring the pot. But yeah. It does lead you to a lot of questions, because I know a lot of other people probably do believe that or think like that. Mm-hmm. Guys shouldn't be in the grocery store with their wives. Yeah. That's
now, my wife doesn't like it.
My mom wouldn't either.
Because it slows her down.
Exactly.
But I don't feel the same way, because, I mean, I actually love her.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. You just want to spend time with her.
Yeah.
She doesn't feel the same. Right.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, tjriggins.com.
TJ, I want to read this quote I saw in an article published over the weekend, and I just want to see if you agree or disagree. I think it's actually pretty smart. Spotify is probably the worst thing that has happened to musicians. The streaming culture has changed an entire society and an entire generation of artists. TJ, agree or disagree?
I think overall I would have to agree.
Yeah, well, mark the day. It is January 2025, and TJ officially agrees with Björk, the Icelandic singer Björk. Who would have thought The day would come when TJ agrees with Bjork.
Yeah, I mean, we can all find common ground, Regan.
I think that's the lesson for 2025, moving ahead. Let's find some commonality.
Yeah. Even someone intelligent and normal such as I with some freak like Bjork.
Love it.
Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
Riggins, where was it, Poland that you were talking about earlier? You showed us that Whopper that they have. It's a special Whopper.
Yeah.
How many patties does it have on it?
Five
full-size Whopper patties on a bun with all the other stuff.
Yes.
And that can't be something that they're really offering. That's got to be some sort of a gimmick promotion, because you can't eat that. The human mouth can't go around that, can it?
I could eat it. It's a lot. They call it the Whopperator. I'm assuming it's like Baconator, but like Whopperator. Five full Whopper patties. And then the lettuce, tomato, onion, mayonnaise.
Pickles. Maybe I could do it because I don't eat all the vegetables and stuff on a burger. If I just did regular, like mayo, ketchup, pickle, which is what I eat on a burger, maybe I could do it, but you'd have to smush it down really, really far.
I think I'd have to smush it a little bit, but I think I could do it.
Yeah. But I mean, who would want, I mean, the bread to meat ratio on that is way off.
Yeah. I mean, it's insane looking.
Yeah, and it's not like you're ordering a thick filet mignon and going, oh, the thicker the better. I mean, you're talking about, I mean, let's face it, they're Burger King patties.
Yeah.
So it's probably not exactly, in line with the Kobe beef, that much. Because the one of the best things about a Whopper is the proper distribution of the meat and the bread. It's perfect.
Yeah, it's a great fast food burger, no doubt about it.
But they put all that mayonnaise on it for a reason. If you ask for mayo and they just put tons on there.
Yeah.
Because I'm guessing these aren't the juiciest. If you put five Whopper patties and then try to just eat them plain, it wouldn't be the juiciest in the world.
Yeah. They're one of the few fast food places I've seen apply the mayo with a spatula. They really did. They just
like a rubber spatula.
But it is good. But it is overkill, absolutely. But I would, it looks good to me.
Just like, I don't know how people eat a double quarter pounder. Those things are thick as they are. But to double that, I couldn't do it.
It's so good. My mouth is
watering. I have a tiny mouth.
Mm. Well, you got to deconstruct it. Are you above doing that?
Deconstruct what?
Like if you get a huge sandwich, will you take like little pieces of it off and try to, make it fit, take the lettuce off and cut it down or?
No. Because I mean, I don't get all that on anyway.
Right.
Just the meat and the condiments.
I know. Is it possible that you're a little dramatic though?
No.
Mm-mm. No?
Never. Never.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
So early yesterday morning, the police in Connecticut arrested a 28-year-old man named Logan Mirmazafari. Hey, Mirmazafari. It was for speeding and drunk driving. He was going 130 miles per hour, according to the police. And he failed the field sobriety test, the whole thing. Slurred speech, glassy-eyed.
Jeez.
Reeked of alcohol. And they asked him why in the world he would be driving 130 miles per hour. And I think anybody else would have done the same thing. He said he was rushing home to see his cat. No indication if there was anything wrong with the cat. Just sounds like he was excited to get home and see it.
I want
to
see my cat.
I can't wait another second. I gotta go.
You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, TJRiggins.com. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
I have almost spent money on some really stupid things in my life. The one that sticks out is when I was 14 years old, I was in a store called Buckle. You might not have these, but they were in our shopping malls. It's just sort of men's and women's fashion. And my older brother was there with me shopping one day, and he held up a white leather jacket with an eagle stitched on the back. And he said, Bri, you should buy this. I said, how much is it? He said, it's $230. And I said, well, I'm going to have to call mom. And I called my mom. I was like, Mom, Matt said this jacket looks really cool on me. I mean, I need to buy it. And she said, how much is it? I said, it's over $200. She said, let me talk to him. And it wasn't a cool jacket. It was a white leather jacket with an eagle stitched on the back. Very on brand for Buckle. But he was trying to make me look like an idiot. So the point here is I've almost spent my money on some really stupid things, which I almost did this past weekend. What is happening in Washington, D.C.? There are two pandas on display that have just come from China. They just made their public debut in front of the audience at the Smithsonian National Zoo. And what has become very popular are panda vacations. You can spend $3,000 to board a bus and then link up with other like-minded panda fans. People. You spend 2 to 3 days in Washington, D.C., and you eat with these people. You stay in the same hotel. You have happy hour with these people at different restaurants. And then it all culminates with a trip to the Smithsonian National Zoo in Washington, D.C., where you get to see Bao Li and Ching Bao, three-year-old pandas. And I almost did it. But I thought, I first of all, it's very expensive. And, you know, times are tough. Mm-hmm. So I did not do it, but I want to do it.
Even you'd have to be around all those other people.
That's my only other concern. How weird do you have to be on a panda travel tour? You probably got to be odd. I don't think I'm weird, but I think the other people would be.
But like, how many days is it?
3 days, 2 nights.
So it's 3 days of you just... or 2 days of you just hanging out with these people leading up to getting to pet the pandas.
Exactly. Making the big trip to see the pandas.
Okay. So I guess they put in guided tours of DC and all that kind of stuff.
I think so. But it's mainly about panda stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you another thing. We have to pay for those pandas over here. We pay China to be able to keep those pandas over here.
Yeah, we lease them from China.
We ought to give them American names while they're over here.
I know, that's part of the agreement. I gotta have
they do have to have Chinese names?
Yeah, because when our pandas are born here, which doesn't happen very often, but when they are born here, they still have to get the Chinese names. Like, you're never going to find a Frank the panda.
Well, then I'd call that deal off.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
So I found out something kind of interesting. Sweden has their own version of Taco Tuesday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it's not on Tuesday. It's on Friday, and they have a different name for it because it's Sweden. It's Fredagimis. Fredagimis. It actually translates to Cozy Friday, but the other name for it is Taco Fredag, which is Taco Friday. So it's sort of what they do on Fridays. They hang out, have a couple beers, and eat tacos.
I mean, that's universal language, man. Yeah. Tacos.
Tacos, man. Fredagimis. So, and I can't imagine that they're tacos. No offense. I'm sure they're lovely people, I'm sure. But I guarantee the Swedish taco, thanks.
You figure it's chocolate? That's about the only thing that they add to the culinary world, isn't it? Chocolate, good chocolate.
For some reason, I picture like pickled herring instead of ground beef, you know? Like something pickled and not good.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime.